Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Friday, August 13, and on this day in Cold War history, known as Black Friday during the Berlin airlift, occurs on this day in 1948, after Major General William H. Tunner flew to Berlin to grant an award to an airlift pilot who had made the most flights into Berlin up to that point. Cloud cover over the city of Berlin, and particularly over Tempelhof Airport, had lowered to the height of the buildings, and heavy rain showers made radar visibility very poor. A C-54 cargo plane crashed and burned at the end of the runway at Tempelhof Airport, and a second one, attempting to land, did land. However, its tires burst while trying to avoid the first plane. A third aircraft ground-looped into an auxiliary runway, basically shut down the entire airport. While no one was killed, Major General Tunner was embarrassed that the control tower at Tempelhof had lost control of the situation while the commander of the airlift was circling overhead, stacked with other transport aircraft. General Tunner radioed for all stacked aircraft to return home immediately. This became known as Black Friday, and Tunner personally noted it was from that date that the success of the airlift began. In 1960, the Central African Republic declares its independence from France. In 1961, August 13, after subtle hints that something was brewing, the communist government of East Germany formally began construction of the Berlin Wall. The Berliner Mauer signified the formal restriction of movement between East Berlin and West Berlin, and physically formed a clear boundary between West Germany and East Germany, Western Europe and Eastern Europe, replacing the ideological boundary that had existed up until that point. It would not be until November of 1989 that the Berlin Wall would fall. In 1968, Alexandros Panagoulis attempted to assassinate the Greek dictator Colonel G. Papadopoulos in Athens. In 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts are released from their three-week quarantine after their moon mission, successful moon mission, to enjoy a ticker tape parade in New York. In 1978, 150 Palestinians are killed in Beirut in a terrorist attack during the second phase of the Lebanese Civil War. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, August 13. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.